Come on, Tommy.
Get ready, get ready. Buckle up and hold on tight. She is here. It is Reality Update with who? Carla Ferrell.
Oh, thank you, nephew. Thank you for my intro. All right, let's get going. Reality Update, the reunion show, Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, NeNe accused Portia of being a bad friend. They both accused one another of not supporting each other, went back and forth. Portia said that NeNe didn't come to her baby gender reveal party. NeNe said she was in Canada. Portia.
Canada.
NeNe is off the charts.
I love me some NeNe.
I don't know the name of your baby. I'm in Canada.
Love her.
Yeah. So Portia told Andy that NeNe ain't been to none of her events. She actually said sugar, honey, iced tea. Mm. But anyway, NeNe said the same about Portia. They're not supportive of each other. So that was that. Then Candy and Eva. Yes, Steve.
Why
Candy,
do these women pretend to be friends?
Portia was really hurt by it too.
Yeah.
I think she's done with trying to be. Mm-hmm.
She said it was too hard.
Be NeNe's friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what she said. So moving on to Candy and Eva, Candy kind of felt that Eva, was throwing shade earlier in the season to darker skinned women after there was a clip where Eva was talking about, Portia's friend Shamia.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Eva said that she was black, but not with a Q. And, Candy was kind of offended by that, but Eva says she wasn't trying to offend darker-skinned women. But Candy said, I'm a darker-skinned woman, and I was offended by what you said. And I think the viewers thought that, too. I thought it, too, mm-hmm. when she said it at the time. But, Eva tried to fix it and kind of apologize if she offended anyone. But that's the thing about Eva. That's what they're saying. Even when you throw shade, whether you think it's cute shade or whether it's funny, it's still shade. But you never own it.
Oh,
you never
okay.
own. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's their issue that they're. I think that they're having with Eva.
Say yeah.
Stay with me, Steve.
Just trying to participate.
I know.
Trying
well,
to
here's
do that.
Something.
Keep my voice on this show. Yeah.
Literally
on your show.
Well, you'll be interested in this part of the reunion show. NeNe said that she felt that Cynthia's constant use of the hashtag. Chill, but Cynthia created it for her and Mike
uh-huh.
Mike Hill, and there's a love connection there. So there were some issues about that. Take a listen to this explanation with NeNe saying that Cynthia was insecure. Take a listen.
I have a question. Why her posting all the pictures of her and
Mike,
why does that make her insecure?
I did not say that her posting pictures about her might make her insecure at all. They asked me about the hashtag chill.
Why does that make me insecure?
That's how I feel about it.
It
seems like it's overdone. Like it's an overkill.
Overchill?
Overchill. A girl can't have an opinion, honey.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I have been the most supportive of Cynthia and Michael, despite what any of these girls
why,
are out here saying. Because that's
why,
my feeling.
Can I just?
Yes, you can. But can I just have an opinion if I want to?
No, you can have an opinion, but as my friend.
And you can, as your friend.
Yes, as my friend.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we will talk
hashtag
about that too.
Chill is like a positive thing. It's
great.
Fun.
It's amazing. I think
happy.
It's amazing. I was asked a question. I gave my opinion, friend.
Okay, well, I didn't like your opinion, friend.
It's okay.
I thought it was
negative. You probably
want
like a lot
and
of
I always try to be
forward.
Supportive. So
okay.
Over the word chill, NeNe.
Over
the word chill. NeNe is not having it.
15 minutes
she
of that.
She's not having it. Well, I think, and then the issue is, NeNe, without saying it in that moment, she has some issues with Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt that Cynthia played her at the end of the season. So that's why she's that friend. That's why she's throwing all that out there, because she feels like Cynthia played her and backstabbed her by inviting Kenya to the party that Cynthia's party that she had for her cocktail drink, the big lunch party. So that's that. Whatever, Steve. Steve. Child, the reunion will continue next Monday.
Oh,
so
wow.
Hit me up. Yeah, you know they're going to have three parts.
More?
Man.
Yes, you know it's not over, and I am here for it. All right, so hit me up at Lips by Carla. Tell me if you're on Team Nene or Team Cynthia, and we'll move on. Now, Real Housewives of Atlanta, that was that. Let's go to Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Stevie J.
Stevie J, but he wasn't on this particular episode. Carly Red invited her ex. Listen to this, Steve. Carly Red, she invited her ex, Young Jock, to her engagement party. Now, her fiance, he was like, what's up with that? She's like, she's over her ex, so it should be cool. But Jock's new lady, she's a boss, man. She's doing big things. She's an attorney, and she wants to go to her man's ex party, the engagement party. And so he's not down with the drama. So we'll see if they are going to attend the party. Now, let me talk to you guys about this because I want to get Steve's opinion on this.
Okay.
Scrap De Leon. Mm-hmm. Now, he was in prison.
De Leon.
In prison on house arrest. His baby mama threw him a party. And Tierra, that's his baby mama, she didn't go see Scrap when he was locked up. Actually, she got married and a whole bunch of other drama.
And had a baby or something.
Had a baby and everything. Yeah. But now she wants him back. And he's moved on. He's dating Moniece, who was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Long story short, Tierra threw this party for him. He left the party when Moniece arrived outside. She texted him, told him to come out. She was mad that his ex threw this party. He leaves the party. He doesn't tell anybody he's gone. Then his baby mama comes back and asks him about it, and then she hits him in the face.
I saw that.
Yes. She really went in and hit this guy. Security and the producers, they all jumped in the scene and they stopped it because this guy is on parole and he's on house arrest. So he walked away. He walked upstairs. He doesn't want any trouble. He doesn't want to go back to jail.
He's on house arrest. He got pretty a bracelet much. On.
Pretty much.
Oh, well, that's all he could do was go upstairs.
Yeah, he doesn't want any
He didn't
drama.
Walk down to the stove.
He doesn't want to mess up his parole at
upstairs,
all.
He doesn't want to mess up his parole, any of that. And I don't know, you know, all this drama with Tierra, you can't put your hands on nobody. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was a little too much. This show is just, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot going on. So hit me up at Lips by Carla. Let me know what you thought about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I'll tell you about Kim Kardashian wants to be an attorney.
Yeah.
And she's working on that. Yep. And we'll talk about all of that.
Yeah.
We'll be back at 20 after. Yep.